This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Many, many thousands of people, a river of people waving British flags, are now approaching London's Buckingham Palace today. After today's marriage of Prince William and Kate Middleton in London's Westminster Abbey.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
To my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish. Till death us do part. According to God's holy law, I pronounce that they be
man and wife together, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Sounds from this morning's royal wedding. We turn now to someone who wasn't in London but was watching from her home in Columbus, Ohio. Cindy Lytle told us earlier this morning about how she had decorated for friends joining her to watch the morning's big event, and is joining us on the line right now. Good morning.
Hello.
So how did you like it?
Well, we're rewinding it right now and playing it again. We liked it so well the first time we're watching it again.
And how many of you are there?
I think there are about 10 of us.
So you had to get up pretty early, this being the U.S. Of course, you're in Ohio, not so bad.
Right. And it depends on how many times you want to watch it. With the benefit of DVR, you can watch it over and over and over.
What did you think of what was to be the big moment of this wedding, the big secret at any rate, in the traditional sense, the dress?
Oh, the big moment? And what did we think of the dress? Ladies, what did we think of the dress? Gorgeous, absolutely amazing, beautiful.
The British do know how to do detail.
Now, is that a friend of yours getting on the phone?
That is. Here, I'll put her on. Oh, good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Tell us your name.
I'm Christine. I've known Cindy since we're seventh grade. And we wore British Oxford tie shoes, but not today. She's dressed royally.
Dressed royally. Tell us what she looks like.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's got this gorgeous fuchsia pink dress down to the ankle, ballerina length, and a very crocheted shawl, and then these floral prints apron because she's still serving champagne mimosas.
My goodness, I'm taking it that you all are having the day off, as they are all over Great Britain today.
Yes, we are.
If you're starting with mimosas. May I ask, put Cindy back on the phone.
Here we go.
Hi, Cindy.
Yes?
Now, you know, the big moment has come and gone. Are you going to be, you said, rewinding and rewatching that moment rather than whatever is left to happen this morning?
Oh, we'll just probably watch it all day. We have enough food here that they can stay till supper time.
And you're serving British food.
Toad in the hole. And scones and baked porridge and wedding cake.
And toad in a hole, for the uninitiated, is?
Toad in the hole is a piece of toast grilled with a hole cut out of the bread with a shot glass and an egg put in there.
Mm.
And just sort of cooked up sort of like a grilled cheese sandwich. And you can put tomato on it or cheese.
Okay, well, sounds like something good for the morning.
Yes.
You told us earlier this morning that your husband planned to wake up at his regular time and possibly miss the wedding.
Yes.
Did he?
He's still in bed.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, and you guys have fun.
Bye-bye. Cheerio!
Cindy Lytle speaking to us from her home, which has been transformed this morning into a royal wedding viewing party in Columbus, Ohio.